Integrity.
Hey, is Ken available?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Ken, this is Zach from Bank of Cardiff. Not sure if we're
calling. Back, I'm in someplace, so you get back out here. Okay. All right, when you get closer to the window, because we still don't have our phones installed.
Hopefully oh, no.
Tomorrow. Yeah, oh. Hopefully tomorrow. That's what they said.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, why did you call me back? I forgot.
You wanted me to give you a week. I had emailed you out some information on the 3rd, and you said call you back in about a week. You needed a week to, I guess, get settled in, moving in, and take a look at the information itself.
Still moving in.
Oh, never-ending process.
Now, was this for, this was
for the machine.
New equipment?
We do new and used. But it was based on the discussion. I know that you're looking for a machine that was about 170 grand, and you wanted to bring it on before Thanksgiving.
Wait a second. We're already the 12th.
Yeah.
That has flown
flying by.
Hasn't
yeah.
It?
This month is
Let
just
me ask
soaring
you
by.
This. What's the difference between that and new and used?
Nothing really,
as it pertains. Okay. Because
so,
I did get an email for something today.
Uh-huh.
It was only $132,000.
For the machine?
Yeah. It was used. It appears to be only about 2 years old. Rates started for 2 to 5 year terms is good. No down payment, typically. Okay. Okay. And what do we need? 6 months of your most recent bank statements. What do you want? Just the first page or income, the amount? Oh, the first two pages. Wait. First, verify sales from the previous year. That's what we can do.
And
focus
then
on the equipment you need.
Yeah, and then
the
bank statements would be just to verify cash flow for the business.
So you just need the first page of the bank statement, correct?
Underwriting would actually want to see activity. All the pages except the pages that have the checks that you've written. So they just want to see activity and see that there's cash flow there. But everything besides the check pages would be...
You don't need the checks. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but typically the statement includes all the money gone out and all the money that come in. Is that what you're looking for? All the individual...
Yeah.
You just need the total out, the total in, the balance at the beginning, the balance at the end.
They just want to see cash flow throughout the course of the months. We've had customers in the past where we just get the front statements and come to find out that they have several other loans out there and end up being over-leveraged taking our loan. So we just want to see what kind of activity is happening, you know?
Yeah, but in theory, your loan is secured, correct?
Yes, it is. It is. It's just
okay.
It's just customary. That's what underwriting wants to see. So that's what I asked for.
There's quotes on the equipment you need. Okay. What do you mean quote? Do you want a specific quote from the?
Yeah. From the vendor.
What do you want?
Like a printout.
Something specific from the vendor.
Exactly. Just stating what the machine is, the price, all that good stuff.
Can I give you a screenshot off their website?
Well, yeah.
I don't recall. I have to. Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let me. All right. Tomorrow, I should. By this time tomorrow, we should have our phones in, which is a good thing.
Yes.
And. I want to call them. All right. Let me call these people.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that thing? It came in today from Automatics and Machinery. In Automatics, here it is, Citizen, A32. It is, they say it is $139,500,
$140,000.
Okay. Plus freight in, I don't know where the equipment is. It looks parts conveyor, chip conveyor, mist collector, high pressure coolant, magazine bore loader.
And we can actually cover up to 125% of the cost. So if there is a move involved, things of that nature, we can cover that as well.
It'll be, yeah, I would think it would be maybe total 5 over that. So let's say about 145 to 150, let's say 150 even, which
okay.
is about 5% over, no, 10, that's 10,000, that's 10% over the cost of the equipment, I would think. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to print this out. I will not be in tomorrow, and okay. I'm leaving soon. I have to go to all day tomorrow at the doctor. What
oh,
a
no.
fun day. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
I go for my year. It's 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Since I had my kidney transplant.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Oh, and no adverse effects or and everything's on the up and up?
No, not. No problem at all, except it still hurts once in a while because of the surgery. But I got a really good kidney, and that helps a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear that. So
that'll take all day. So Friday. Friday will be a good day. I will work on this Friday morning.
Okay.
And Friday morning, you may give me a call in the afternoon, but I hope to have it to you by then.
Sounds good.
Okay.
My
phone's in. It'll be easy to talk. What?
Okay. And maybe reach out to you at this time if I haven't received anything by Friday just to check in.
Okay. That's fine.
All righty,
Ken. I'll talk to you then.
All right. I wish you luck tomorrow, and we'll talk Friday. You take care as well.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.